Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome back, gamers, to Budget Arcade, your number one free-to-play video game podcast. In our normal weeks, we rate and review some of the more well-known free-to-play video games out there, some of them not so well-known. Very few are actually good, but here in these off weeks, I typically ramble and talk through your ears about what's going on in video games, what's going on in the video game industry, what am I playing, what's some new release video games, and we're just hanging out. We are in the midst of some exciting video game calendar times. We got some good releases coming up here in the next couple months, so there should be things to talk about in these off weeks. So today I'm going to talk about some surprising video game news that was announced earlier this week, and it was announced during, was it Nintendo Direct? I don't know if it was a Nintendo Direct, but Nintendo announced that they had partnered up, not really partnered, they had hired Illumination Entertainment, which you may know as the studio, the animated studio, the animated movie studio that has created Minions and... Okay, so the Illumination is the studio responsible for the Despicable Me movies, the Minions spinoff, Secret Life of Pets. They're pretty well known. They're a relatively new studio, less than 20 years old, but they've established themselves from the Despicable Me movies, and then branching out from there. But Nintendo has, I will say partnered. We'll say partnered, even though Nintendo doesn't really partner with anybody. They hire folks. But they've partnered with Illumination to create a animated Super Mario Brothers movie, and the simple title of the movie is Super Mario Brothers, the movie. And what got the collective internet up in a roar was the announced voice cast for said Super Mario Brothers, the movie. And we'll just go in order, and we'll talk about what I think of these casting choices. So we'll start from the top down. Chris Pratt, who you may know as Star-Lord from the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. He's also the star of the Jurassic World movies. He's a fine actor. He's very charismatic, very magnetic, as my boy Jeff would say. He's cast to play the lead role in said Super Mario Brothers movie, as the voice of Mario. And that got the internet in a tiff. Everybody had a great time creating memes, you know, voicing their displeasure, but the collective internet was not happy that Chris Pratt, a noted non-Italian man, playing the role of Mario. And when you think of Mario, Chris Pratt is probably not the first 50 people you think about. The internet went crazy, created a bunch of memes, and the internet is unforgiving. They don't care, and it lives forever. And so Chris Pratt, over the past couple of days, took to Instagram, and you know, he's seen the memes and the jokes and the negative comments, and he put out a little video on Instagram where he said he was going to do his best, and that it's a dream come true, and that he's working on the voice. I don't know if that's what you need to say when you've been hired to voice a character, is that you're working on the voice. It should be, hey, I got this voice, and it's going to be the voice of Mario. But anyways, he was cast as Mario. Anya Taylor-Joy, who you most recently may know from the very good Netflix series, Queen's Gambit, where she plays this chess protege. She won all sorts of awards. The show won all sorts of awards. So anyways, she was cast to play the role of Peach, Princess Peach, which I guess is fine. Like, if they were casting a live-action movie, I think she'd fit a little bit better, because she has a very Princess Peach look about her, I guess. I don't know. That's weird. So anyways, Jack Black was cast to play the voice of Bowser, which is very fitting. That's probably a home run casting choice. Jack Black is a masterful voice actor. Everything he does is great. I don't care about the reviews of whatever his movie was or whatnot. He's a fantastic voice actor. And so, you know, so we're batting about 600 with these first three. Let's keep going. Seth Rogen was cast to play the role of Donkey Kong, another fine choice. Somebody on the internet created a video, which is just a video of Donkey Kong from one of the video games, and it's Donkey Kong laughing, but it was with Seth Rogen's laugh, and it fits perfect. If you look at Seth Rogen, you're like, oh, that man is a Donkey Kong. Yeah, I could see it. He's a Donkey Kong. So we'll see. We'll have to see what kind of role Donkey Kong plays in this animated movie, but another fine choice. So we're getting there. Keegan-Michael Key, who you all may know from the show Key and Peele. He's been in a ton of stuff, but Key and Peele, he is Key in the Key and Peele. He was cast to play the voice of Toad, which is it's weird. I guess a weird choice. But he's talented enough that I think he can do it. He's very charismatic. He's very funny. I don't know how many jokes Old Toad is going to have in this movie, but that's okay. I don't mind that casting choice. Then we get to the worst choice of acting decisions here in this cast list, and it's Charlie Day, who you will know from the show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You'd likely know his voice over his face, but you know he's in Pacific Rim. He's done other things where he's been a voice actor, but he was cast to play Luigi. If you know who Charlie Day is, you probably heard his voice when I said his name, and I don't think that's a great thing. He's very over the top. He plays kind of the same role every single time. In all of his movies, It's Always Sunny is probably his most diverse character, because he's been pretty typecast in his career so far. But I don't know. I don't like it. And then you got Fred Armisen, who is going to be voicing Cranky Kong. And Cranky Kong is not a well-known Donkey Kong member. He's the older Kong member from Donkey Kong Country, and so I mean I guess that's okay, but I don't know. And then you've got Nintendo also announced Charles Martinet, who has voiced the character of Mario in all of the video games and other, I guess, animated shows from like the 90s and stuff, but he was he's been the voice of Mario for forever. Nintendo announced that he was going to be making a surprise cameo, and the internet's very upset with that. And who cares? They weren't going to give Charles Martinet a starring role in a big budget $80 million animated movie. They just weren't going to do it. Mario's never had really speaking parts in any of the video games, and so they're not going to hire this dude to anchor a movie that they're trying to get $200 million out of. He's just not going to do it. So I understand the sentiment behind giving him a cameo, but I also understand the internet's uproar about why not just give him the role, and that's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring star power to this movie. And when you bring star power, you also bring, you know, butts to the theater and eyes to the screen, and you make money. The voice cast alone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tons of star power. So you're gonna have this movie is gonna make money. It's gonna make money not depending on how good it is. And Illumination Entertainment doesn't really make bad movies. They make subpar, but they don't make bad movies. You know, the Despicable Me movies, really good. The Minions movies, okay. The first Secret Life of Pets, that was pretty good. I enjoyed it. They also did, a Grinch movie. So they're just not, they don't make bad movies. So the movie's not going to be terrible. It's not. Unless Nintendo has micromanages the movie to the point where it's just chock full of bad decisions mainly made by Nintendo. But I don't see that happening. And the film has a 2022 release date. As of now, I'd imagine the movie has been being animated for a while now. But the internet seems to think that this is gonna be a holiday 2022 release, which would make sense. It gives them right about a year to get the voices to the characters. So that was the collective uproar over the Super Mario Brothers the movie, and you know the cast list. I wouldn't have chosen Chris Pratt, but he's a big star. He's become a household name. People know him. Kids know him as Star-Lord from the Avengers movies. I'm sorry, the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. Well, he was in the Avengers, but as far as star power goes, he's fine. I just don't think he's the top choice for the role of Mario. But really, when you think about it, who is? I mean, when you think about Mario and you're like, oh, I hear that voice. Who would be my choice to play that voice? I don't know. And that's the thing. And so, much like any casting decision, maybe he's great. Maybe we're just, you know, up in arms over nothing. But I tend to think that the internet is onto something. And not necessarily so much to do with Chris Pratt, but more so to do with how we envision the voice of Mario being when we hear him speak. It's not just a "it's a me, a Mario," you know, having a conversation with somebody. I don't know. That's weird. It's weird to do that voice on a podcast. But yeah, so that was that. Let's move into what I've been playing, and it's weird. So I have Gamefly, and I've been looking at this game for a while. It's been in my queue, but I haven't really like wanted to play it. And it is Oddworld Soulstorm, and it was originally released in April of 2021, and the main platform was the PS4 and the Xbox One, but it also got an upscaled version for the PS5 and the Xbox Series X and S. Last time I played an Oddworld game was probably late 90s. And it was, I believe it was Oddworld Abe's Exodus. And I don't remember a whole lot about it. It was, you know, I was in middle school. But I remember playing on the PS1. I remember it being okay. And so, I didn't play Oddworld New and Tasty, which came out in 2014. But, you know, I saw this available on Gamefly, and it had a PS5 version. So I was like, you know what? There's not a ton of PS5 games out there that showcase what the PS5 can do. So let me play it. Let me give it a shot. Not realizing that this game is a platform, almost a side-scrolling platformer. It's very well done. The mechanics in the game take a little getting used to, but pretty much this is it's a sequel to that 2014 Oddworld game, and the internet claims that it is a reimagining of the original Oddworld Abe's Exodus. So I don't really remember that game, so it's kind of like I'm playing the game for the first time. But the graphics are really good. You can tell that it was upscaled and not built for the PS5. PS5 allows it to blossom a little bit. It's difficult. It's challenging, and I think I enjoy that the most. Is that, and you know, side scrolling platformers, most of them are difficult. You go back to the original Mario; those were difficult, and so that's what I grew up on. So this game isn't necessarily my cup of tea, but it is decent enough and challenging enough that I can I can spend an hour or so playing and dying, playing again, dying again, and figuring out how to progress through these levels. But what I like the most about it is that the levels, there are checkpoints in levels, because the game makes no excuses. It's difficult. It tells you it's difficult. You know, there is a difficulty setting, and it tells you, hey, you've died quite a bit. Why don't you try scaling it back and going to an easier difficulty? And that's cool. That's fine. I'm probably about a third of the way through it. But you have, the goal of the game is that you have all of your followers. I don't know, if you've never played an Oddworld game, it's kind of weird to explain. Anyways, you're on this planet, and Abe, you play this character Abe. You are kind of like a god figure to these other aliens, and you have to try to get them off the planet because they're being hunted by Gluckens. That's what Wikipedia calls them, Gluckens. Oh, and Abe himself is a Mudokon. Anyways, that's not important. Anyway, you have to. So these aliens that you have, these Mudokons that you're trying to get off this planet, are in the background. You don't really ever interact with them other than, you know, maybe one here or there in passing. But you have control over them because they're followers. They're following you, and they would jump off a cliff for you because you're like Jim Jones. You know, you've got the Kool-Aid, and they are listening to you and doing what you tell them to do. And so every bit of the way through your side-scrolling adventure, you interact with the environment, and it allows these, and they're like lemmings. They progress, you know, in the background. They're climbing up stuff, and they're being blown up by the Gluckens, and they're jumping off cliff because they don't know any better. And so you have to figure out a way to get them to safety through your side-scrolling adventure, all while you're trying to progress through the level. I mean, it's a fine game, I guess. It's it's not. I would say that if you've never played an Oddworld game, it would come off as weird and ridiculous, maybe. But having played an Oddworld game before, I'm not so much taken aback, but it is a weird game. And so that's what I'm playing right now. I've got Deathloop on tap. Deathloop is a recent timed PS5 exclusive before it goes to the Xbox. But it's gotten really good reviews, and I'm really excited to play that. So the next time you hear me on one of these solo episodes, I'll probably be talking about Deathloop and how much I like it. Although it is a roguelike, and I'm not the biggest fan of roguelikes, so excited to dive into that. And that's pretty much it. I haven't been playing anything else lately. I mean, I was playing Hades for a long time, and you can check out my last review for my thoughts on Hades. Spoiler alert, it's really good. So that's it. So if you want to get in touch with Budget Arcade, the podcast, you can hit us up on all of our socials. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. We've got a YouTube channel. You can catch all of our podcasts on YouTube. Let us know what you're playing. Let us know what you think of the Super Mario Brothers the movie voice cast. Let us know how much you hate Charlie Day. Make sure you tag me when you do. You can find me on Twitter at @IHeardYouLiked. I have a lot of unfiltered thoughts there. Hit me up. If you want to join our Discord, we have a Discord, Budget Arcade. Feel free to join us. We have a bustling community of like-minded gamers where we talk pretty much everything. We talk movies, games, what's going on around us, everything. And we'd love to have you a part of that community. You can find the link in the show notes. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/budgetarcade. So if you want to donate to the pod, become a Patreon subscriber, you get behind-the-scenes access, an exclusive Discord channel, and you get to interact more with myself, Scott, and Jeff. Pretty much anybody you've heard on the podcast to this point is in the Patreon channel. What else? I think that's it. Oh, next week we're playing, we've been playing Tales of Aether. It's a card game. Mobile card game, I think. I don't know. I haven't started playing it yet. But yeah, join us on next week where we review that. If you want to play it, play along with us, and then leave us some commentary in our Discord channel. We have an exclusive channel just for commentary. And if you provide some, we'll read it back on the show and give you a shout out. Our music is provided by Stimage. And you can catch his music at metroidmetal.com. And we'll catch you next week.
Goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.